Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You want to talk about somebody's life that's about to change?
Oh, yeah. Who?
This guy from the 913. Just got a Blackstone for my birthday yesterday. I'm so pumped.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, buddy. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
You're about to get laid every night you cook on that thing.
Join the club, my friend.
I'm telling you, it's one of the best inventions of all time.
It's the best thing we've purchased in a very long time. I'm not kidding when I say I probably use it 3 times a week.
Yeah, you've already used it, what, twice this week?
Yeah. The only thing I don't like about it, the cleanup is a little bit of a mess. Yeah, and then that's it. But I even shouldn't say a mess. It takes time to clean it up, right?
Yeah.
And that's all. But other than that, you're going to love every minute of it, man. Welcome to the club. Tell us what you're cooking, too.
Shout out to Brady, our winner for the Booth Creek Wagyu. Casey's Brady. Best Steaks, now with 2 locations, 95th and Nolan, 135th and Metcalf. Did they say anything about your hair or eyes?
He did not.
Oh.
Then how did he win?
Well, because, you know, he was the fifth caller.
Okay. He was pumped.
He was and he was very excited. Brady was pumped. He'd been trying for this for a minute. So he's really glad that I picked up and chose him. Yeah.
You know, speaking real quick before we get into this athlete of the past into the present, one thing I haven't done on a Blackstone yet that I think I should is a steak.
I've not done a steak on the Blackstone yet.
Skirt steak for fajitas or like a strip, but I just ended up like chopping
it
up for
back.
Like,
I did do one on the steak and I did a bunch over charcoal and they liked the one on the Blackstone better.
Yeah, you told us about that.
That's right. Yes.
Maybe I'll do that this weekend. The old ribeye on the Blackstone, put some potatoes on there as well, cook it all at the same time. That's a huge advantage. Smash. You can just knock out like 3 dishes in a row
right. All
on there where like if you grill potatoes, you got to put them on, you got to move them aside, you got to put worry about your charcoal either way.
Yeah.
We asked the question before we went to break.
Oh, and real quick, yeah. I had the best worst thing happen to me with the Blackstone. Turned it on and it wouldn't light.
Oh, no.
But you know what? The tank was empty.
Oh.
And so before I got going with the cooking, because we've all been there, right, where the propane runs out in the middle of when you're doing it ran out before I got the thing started.
Whew. Clutch.
We're ordering pizza tonight. Don't ask questions.
No, I got an arsenal of propane back there. Yeah.
Doomsday prepper. I'm kidding.
No,
you use a lot of propane.
I got one for the Blackstone. I got two of those outdoor heaters and, you know, stuff. So, you know, I use propane a lot at the house. Regular old Hank Hill.
I was going to say, you're making Hank happy. What player do you guys think would dominate today from the past in sports?
Somebody tweeted out a video of John Elway yesterday, throwing the ball all over the yard. He goes, boy, Elway would really fit into the offenses this year. Could you imagine if we got Elway versus Mahomes twice a year, what those matchups would be like? Would that not be the greatest quarterback matchup of all time?
Yeah, we have it with Josh Allen versus Patrick Mahomes.
I don't know that I'd go that far, though. I mean, that John Elway, man, that guy actually won Super Bowls, found a way to get to the big game 4 times, I think. Josh Allen has yet to do that. I think
Elway
John Elway
was, 37, 38?
When he won the Super Bowl. But, you know, 10 years 12 years prior to that, he was in the Super Bowl in back-to-back years.
Right.
And so he was always really, really good. Then finally was able to get over that hump. I think Elway versus Patrick Mahomes would be the greatest quarterback matchup of all time that we could watch. It would be so much damn fun to watch John Elway and Patrick Mahomes go back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. I mean, yeah, we did see it in that 13-second game with Josh Allen, but we would get it twice a year with Elway and Mahomes.
Yeah, I mean, for me, the obvious is Jordan. I just think he'd dominate in basketball today like he did in the 90s and in the late 80s. I think he just is that – he's still – like, that player exists today.
Would any player today be good in Jordan's era? I say no, because they're not tough enough.
I mean, like, Jokic would. I don't know how you
Jokic
would stop him
back then.
Yeah,
the big guys,
yeah.
Right, the big guys.
Those guys are tough, too. I think LeBron would
I think LeBron, if he got tougher from a mental standpoint and wasn't looking for fouls all the time and whatnot and crying to the refs.
You mean LeFlop?
Yeah,
I think
right.
If it wasn't rewarded, I think he would have done that. I mean, physically, he could have withstood the beatdowns.
Yeah, I mean, he's bigger than Magic Johnson.
No, he's but I don't know that he mentally can
handle
that. Yeah,
that's a good, yeah.
And I don't mean that in a shot, but you see LeBron, like, if it doesn't go his way, he's complaining to the officials.
For sure.
Back in the day, it didn't go your way, and you complained to the officials, the opponent shoved an elbow in your ribs and dropped you to the floor. I mean, like, that's kind of the way it was back then. It was a much more physical game back in the day. So that's why I ask, could anybody in today's NBA truly dominate in yesterday's NBA? And the big guys, I think, could, but they're few and far between.
Sure.
Like that guy with the legs, there's no chance that guy's playing in the 70s and 80s. Yeah.
The other one for me would be Dan Marino. I mean, he was doing what they're doing today in 1984.
Yes.
And you talk about Mahomes versus Elway. By God, you give me Mahomes versus Marino.
That'd be good, too. Yeah.
You got any more of that chewing gum, Ace? That's none of your damn business, Dan, and I'd appreciate if you stayed out of my personal affairs.
Mm-hmm.
Mac, who say you with an athlete that maybe you would like to see from the past dominate today or that you think would dominate today?
Yeah, I mean, similar to the basketball in the physicality, I know he's not big, but I think Charles Barkley would kill it today. And I know that's
you think
kind
he
of
would kill it today?
I think he would.
Okay,
and I know that
tell me why.
Because I don't think the big men...
Tell me why.
Why would Charles Barkley... I think Chuck would... be so much more physical than a lot of these guys. You have the want to, the motivation. Plus, like, no one wants to bang down low. No one's looking for rebounds like they were before. No one is Dennis Rodman judging where these are going based on the rim. So I think, yeah, Chuck would be banging. I've been pounded this week.
I was waiting. Tier two topic of this. What's a quarterback matchup that you would like to see that, you know, any quarterback, any era, any quarterback in their era, what quarterback matchup would you want to see?
What would be the greatest quarterback matchup all time in the NFL? I do think it would be Elway versus Mahomes. I don't know, man. I'm really hung up on that one. Like, I've seen Marino and Elway. I've seen Montana and Elway. You know, some of those greats from back in the day. I would love to take the best of today. Give me Josh Allen versus Joe Montana. Give me Patrick Mahomes versus John Elway. You know, give me Brett Favre versus Patrick Mahomes. I'd like to see that kind of quarterback matchup,
that
too.
That would be awesome.
That would be a lot of fun. Everybody compares Patrick Mahomes to Brett Favre, or at least used to, right? I'd like to see that kind of matchup in this league. And, you know, obviously we're the golden age of quarterbacks. The 80s had some really good ones. And there was a drop-off there, you know, in the era of which Troy Aikman had, you know, 13 touchdown passes in a year. It really wasn't a huge passing league, and the quarterbacks weren't really the stars. And then Tom Brady took back over again, and then all of a sudden the quarterbacks became the stars again. You know, like, from basically 1990 to when Tom Brady became the quarterback, the quarterbacks really weren't the stars. The running backs were. It was a running league back in those days. And so you didn't have the superstar quarterbacks like you did now, or the superstar quarterbacks like Marino and Elway back in the day, just slinging it all over the yard.
You're going to be mad at me with my answer, but it's the one we've never seen that we should have seen and we could have seen, and that's Mahomes versus, like, peak Rodgers.
Yeah.
Like, Aaron Rodgers was the best quarterback I've ever seen play football, and then Mahomes stepped on the field. Because of what they do and the similarities that they do it, like, when Aaron Rodgers was a young gunslinger that was really in his groove, it was fun to watch. Like, he would just run to the side and flip it. Like, he was doing all those different arm angles, those different looks, those, you know, no looks, the chucking it downfield and hitting whoever down there, Jordy Nelson, whoever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
And you would just ask yourself, like, how did he make that throw? And that's the same thing we do with Patrick Mahomes. Like, how did that throw get made? And then Chris Collinsworth is soaked from the waist down because he saw Patrick Mahomes throw it into a tight needle. Oh, stop it.
Patrick.
Stop it. Jack, bring me up your pants because mine are wet.
Yeah.
Be right on it, Dad. The text line weighs in. They want to see Michael Vick versus Lamar Jackson.
Ooh, it's a great one. Ooh,
that would be fun.
Love that.
That would not be on Red Zone. That would be on whatever TV I had. There would be no channel changing.
Yeah.
Yep.
That would be a dynamic one, man. Ooh, I got goosebumps thinking about that matchup because that would be so cool to watch. I'd love it.
Respect the text.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I'm still down for every Mahomes and Josh Allen game. And I'm glad that we still have that in its prime because that's the game, like, I don't know who wins every time. I know who wins in the playoffs and who wins in the regular season. I know that should tell you who's going to win, but it's just, that's why I think people hate it, is because you have that feeling in your stomach where you're like, oh my God, like that 4th-and-1 play, everybody in the world, especially in Kansas City, knew what play was coming. They knew Josh Allen's big old body was going to try to get that first down. And if he did, you're probably like, well, there we go again. And I think, you know, Burrow's still there for me too. Lamar, yes, but Burrow and Allen versus Mahomes, that matchup just always gets going.
You know, the thing about Aaron Rodgers, too, I think you were talking about, like, how did he make all those throws back in the day? And we were also saying, how does this guy not win more Super Bowls, right? Like, Aaron Rodgers only, did he go to one Super Bowl and that's it? And and has that one win in the Super Bowl, and you start to understand why. He's not a winner as a player. He's a very good football player, great quarterback. But as a winner, Aaron Rodgers is not a winner on the field. The numbers will show you that he's not a winner on the field. And now, after what we've seen with the way that things went down in New York and how all this, his public image, his persona is completely changed from maybe where it was just 3 years ago when we wanted to see him during COVID versus Mahomes and never got the opportunity, or even the year prior when Jordan Love's mother had to sit in the upper deck. Like, we never got that opportunity to see peak Aaron Rodgers versus Patrick Mahomes. Now that peak Aaron Rodgers is done, I don't think anybody really cares to see Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes anymore, you know, out there on the field like we would have a couple of years ago. But yeah, we were all jonesing for that, man. Then Patrick got hurt, and then COVID happened, and then Rodgers got hurt, or whatever the case was. We had injuries that happened all at the worst times to get that matchup. But Patrick Mahomes is a winner. Aaron Rodgers is not a winner as a player. He's a very good to great player, but he's not a winner. Patrick Mahomes is a winner.
From the 816 Dusty, we have no feeling in our stomachs in the playoffs against the Bills. Not one. I promise you that. Burrow is the second best quarterback, and it's not even close. So every Chiefs fan's not nervous at all in the playoffs.
Really?
I didn't know
I
that.
I am.
I didn't know that.
Every game that comes down to the wire, really?
Promise.
13 seconds?
Promise.
Okay.
Promise.
I'm nervous, and I wasn't like saying they were going to lose with 13 seconds. That was my wife. But I'm nervous when we play the Bills.
No one is.
No, that's, but it's not. Yeah. It's not nervous for me. It's, I don't want to deal with if they lose, you know, like, I don't want to deal with the aftermath of all the talking heads going, see, I told you so. They dominated for 10 years, man. Like, they're bound to lose a postseason game. But all the I told you so's are strapping on their pants and getting ready to give you the I told you so every time the Bills and Chiefs play in the postseason. And every time they got to take their I told you so pants and throw them back in the closet for another year.
From another 816, I blank my pants every time they play the Bills.
I like that. That's good.
From the 816, whoever said that just completely backwards. I have no butterflies for the Bengals anymore. Always have them for the Bills in the playoffs.
I just don't want to lose. It's hard to explain. It's not a nervous feeling. It's a sick feeling that I don't want to deal with a loss. Mm-hmm. Just win and make my life easier and all of our lives easier. Yeah. I wonder how marriage is going to affect Josh Allen, too. Do you think she's going to call him and go, stop playing ball with your friends and come home now?
Right. I hope so.
God, I hope she does, too.
This guy, yeah, that same guy, Dusty, says, Josh Allen throws for 3,500 yards and we think he's God. Don't mention that bum's name again, Dusty. Out of the last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 years, he's thrown for over 3,500 yards and over.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4,000 yards, all but one of them.
Well, he also thinks that I'm writing his you-know-what, so... I think he's the second best quarterback in the league.
Why is it not okay to admit that Josh Allen is good, though? Like that's okay. Like, two things can be true. Patrick Mahomes can be the best, and Josh Allen can be really good.
Maybe they have a really big, you know, crush on Haley Steinfeld and Mr. Stole Your Girl right there.
Could be. Man.
Never know.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.